This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I should be taking the night off tonight, but no, I couldn't stand it. I couldn't do a show live last night because we had no pause. Damn that Irma. Dagnam, Hurricane Irma.
I know. Such a nice name.
Not nice anymore. They just ruined Irma's name for everybody. Anyway, welcome to Robert Scott Bell's show. Just a special edition because when you don't have power, you call on your buddy, your friends, your pals. And Dr. Marchette came through in a pinch.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Without a doubt.
Now, y'all remember Dr. Marchette, my friend. We went through Emory University together many, many years ago. He went on to go into the medical profession, became a pediatric surgeon extraordinaire, and now runs Smoothie Kings.
Yeah, that's right. Only after hurricane events.
Right, exactly, when they're really hungry and wanting that stuff. I think it's hilarious. But, funny enough, as we'll get Super Don in here in a moment, it just reminds me of my Uncle Bob, the medical doctor, right, who told me all those years ago, don't go into medicine because there's just so much red tape. Bureaucracy, on and on. And you've expanded into being a businessman,
right, trying to do a little bit of both,
right.
Absolutely.
And to see, like I said, there's life beyond just being controlled by the government.
Well, it's going to fit into tonight. It's about preparation, right? We're going to talk a lot about being prepared, and it's preparation in your life on how your career goes. So it's
exactly
good stuff.
Good prep. So do we have Super Don with us? Got to connect on. Oh yeah, bring him in. Pot him up.
I'm here.
There
I'm
he
here.
Is
I'm here.
So anybody ask about me while I was gone?
Ask about who?
Me, the host.
Who?
No, I guess not.
No, yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course, people were asking about you and checking up, and I was letting them know that I talked to you, and everything seemed to be fine, but everybody wants to know, did the sun hemp survive?
Well, one stalk did. I've got this
one
beautiful sun, I've got a beautiful sun hemp patch, so to speak, and it's not, unfortunately, yet the hemp that we want to be able to grow, but it's a cousin, if you will, and very hardy. It nitrogen fixes the soil. It's a wonderful plant, but they came down, and I was able to harvest a lot of the seeds, so I'm going to start up a new sun hemp patch pretty soon, so it's all good, but I'm telling you, folks, if you think preppers are crazy or kooky, no, these people were well ahead of the game to go through what's gone on in Florida and, of course, the Caribbean, which was even worse. I mean, what was that guy from Virgin Airlines, Richard Branson?
Branson, yeah.
He had a place on St. Martin, I think.
Yeah, it's gone.
Completely gone.
It's gone.
They had to go.
It was well built. I mean, it's about as good as it can be.
Yeah, probably, yeah. So, I was just talking to Mark before we got on the air. I'm thinking, we're cooking out as much as we can because you have things in the freezer.
Yeah.
You don't want to go bad. But what if these things extended beyond? For some reason, they couldn't bring fuel back in,
right,
or the power plants couldn't come up for a matter of weeks or longer, which has happened. People don't know how to live like that.
No, it is. And it's a lot of stress. I mean, it really, there are a lot of, both medical and psychological issues that go along with it. And if you're not prepared, you better have a best friend that's prepared, that's for sure.
Yeah, or get out of town. A lot of people did get out of town. But even so, I think about the time, being in New York City when I was a kid, and there used to be butchers on every corner,
right?
They were very close to production. I'm not saying that there was cattle roaming the streets in New York back then.
Yeah, but you had a little ice box. You didn't have a big refrigerator or a deep freeze.
Mm-hmm. And just now we're used to seeing grocer's freezers. You just go in, pick it up, put it in your freezer. I mean, what if, right?
Right, right?
What if at that point? And I was like, I think it's always better to be prepared. And I think we are woefully ill-prepared other than for a week or two maybe with aid coming in.
Right, right.
What if it's not coming in? Remember 05 and Katrina and the devastation when people relied on the government to save them.
Right, right.
So, Super Don, we're alive and well. We still don't have power back home, but we opened all the windows, and we had a beautiful day after the hurricane. They say it's the best day after the hurricane passes.
It was cooler today than it's been in a month.
The whole summer.
Yeah, totally.
They cleared, the air gets cleared, and the humidity, believe it or not, dropped, and we had a nice, I had slept well without AC, believe it or not, in the summer in Florida.
Yep, yep.
It could happen. Now, it's going to ramp up tonight. I might stay with Mark. He might not know.
Yeah, that's right. I have air conditioning.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because we got hit equally hard,
mm-hmm.
But it's kind of hit or miss. It depends on your power grid.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of lines underground here. And so my street's okay, but you go, literally, we can look out the window now, and they are all still out.
Yeah. I had a stretch coming down to see you. 10, 15 miles approximately of no power anywhere.
The street lights gone. Yep.
Yeah, and so some of the places the cops were there to direct traffic, and some they were trying to remind you, stop at a, you know, treat it like a four-way stop.
You know, it's on your driver's license test, but nobody really remembers.
I remember that because I was on a bike in town, and all the power's gone. We were biking, the kids and I were checking out all the damage. And we, of course, see a four-way stop. This is a four-way stop at the police station.
Yeah.
And cars are zooming through it. I'm like, dude, did you not remember that that's what it is supposed to be?
Yeah, I drove up to Smoothie King in DeLand.
Yeah.
And as I'm getting off, there's a pretty good crossroad there. And there was a DOT representative who was waiting for them to come work on the lights. And these guys were flying, and he was just flailing his arms. Like, you could just see the frustration. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You're just flying, you know, 60 miles an hour on a four-way stop.
Now, I get that in Miami, where most people are from South America, where they don't pay attention. It doesn't matter, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, where we are, I thought it would be a little more consciousness. Now they know after a while. They're like, oh, a reminder. It's like a day, you know, a little bit of amnesia there. So, Super Don, honestly, I'm detached from the news cycle because we have limited access at home, no internet, no power. Is there any updates from any other parts of Florida? Because I think there were areas were so devastated, like in the islands or the Keys.
The Keys, Marco Island really got hammered. And I think and Marco Island apparently is where it made landfall the second time.
Hmm.
And so it got nailed. And
right.
I've seen estimates of over 6 million people without power. I know that they're making progress on that right now.
Yeah.
I think they've made about 30-40% progress on getting it back on, but it could still be days for a lot of people.
Wow.
But, you know, I mean, listen, the waters are receding. You know, there's been a lot of good news, a lot of great stories of heroism,
mm-hmm.
of, you know, people just helping people. Again, you know, the same thing that we saw in Hurricane Harvey, where, you know, if you look at the news cycle, it's everybody hates everybody and black people hate white people.
Right,
and
right.
Democrats hate Republicans. But when you see it in real life, what's going on, people are helping people.
Yeah, neighbor to neighbor.
Going on.
Yeah. Yeah, people were going next door to pick up the debris from the trees and things like that. We had it was a bit of a scary night. The rain sounds like a tornado because of the way it's being driven into the homes. And, you know, where we were, the south-facing part of the extension that's like a sunroom, but it's solidly part of the house, it was getting rain sideways. And plus, it was like there was so much rain, it was piling up. The wind was pushing it against the house, and it was coming in under the wall, which normally would never, that would not happen. And so, you know, I was doing towel duty at night until finally, when the eye wall collapsed and hit us at that point, there were still heavy winds, but then the dry side of the storm hit where there was suddenly no rain. It was like, it was quiet. Even though the winds were heavy, if we didn't have the rain with it before, we would have thought it was loud, but now it sounded quiet. We're like, oh, it's just wind now.
Yeah.
But we you know, stayed up much of the night, and we were sleeping in the hallway because we had these big oaks on either side of the house thinking that could come tumbling through the roof.
Right.
Thank God it didn't. But it was quite a night.
It was, absolutely. And I grew up in Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent about 15 or so years with the hurricanes there, and then have been here in Orlando for 20 years. So I've had quite a few hurricanes to hang out with, and we never belittle them, you know.
Yeah.
But this was the most difficult night that I can remember. And everyone I've spoken to that has had, oh, yeah, this was like the worst.
Yeah.
Now, I think, you know, there's been a low level of loss of life, fortunately.
Yep.
I think that, you know, we're going to see that number will increase as people do things they really shouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike Houston, there is a place for the water to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Houston is sort of like in a bowl, and they're really going to have a tough time getting back on their feet. But
we're in an area where drainage happens.
It does. Yeah. Although the earth has been so wet, it's going to take a little longer. But yeah, it's going to find its way down.
Where we are on the hills, believe it or not, of Florida, it runs down into the lake, and I've never seen that lake that high.
Right.
It was like up at the level of the docks. Mm-hmm. So if you want to walk to a boat, you can be alligator bait. Because they can walk right
on.
It was like,
I was waiting for Gator Nado. I mean, because you know, they came up through the Everglades there. You know, I really thought that.
That's right. Superdog. Why don't we have a alligator Nado, right? Because like in Florida, if this happened, it's sucking them up.
Why not? Well, they're shark Nado, right?
Right. You got to deal us in on that.
Of course, would also be the indigenous python Nado, too. We'd have to throw that in.
Are they making it all the way up to Central Florida?
They really have. I mean, they've because they're making it up the waterways.
Jeez, super dumb, man. Get out of here.
Yeah, I'll pass on the python NATO. Thank you.
Yeah. My wife wouldn't even like me to say that. I don't think.
You know, one thing I do want to make mention of, though, and I think this is the first time in a very long time that with all of the ruckus that was going on. Mm-hmm. With the tornado, I mean, the hurricane, say you got me on Sharknado.
Yeah. Gatornado.
No, but yeah, I mean, yesterday was the 16th anniversary of 9/11.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're on the air because 6 out of 7 days, we hit it pretty much every year, and we didn't get a chance to even acknowledge it. And, you know, as I've always talked about it, you can go back and listen to the archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've done 9/11 specials. You know, we've talked about it from the perspective of my good buddy Liam Sheff, what he wrote about it. I look at it as the immune system of a nation. We dropped our guard, and, you know, there are nefarious elements sometimes, some within our government, some within others that, you know, collude and do these things, but you can't just rest and say, oh, it's fine. Everybody loves one another. I think when we get together, like I've told this story of my mom's from Israel, and it was Palestine converted to Israel at a certain point, and she remembers growing up, you know, in Israel, then it was Palestine, hanging out with the Arabs in the shuk, in the market. Everybody drank coffee. They share. I mean, nobody would have a problem with anybody. And then you suddenly get all of these governments around the world playing people for fools, and suddenly now everybody hates everybody, and we've got to be in perpetual war because there's profit in it. And the PNAC, Commission for a New American Century, it was a project for a new American century. That report said they needed a real, attack from the Middle East somehow so we would have war into the 21st century and we can reshape it. Again, these are the globalists. These are the people that are not America first. They're looking at, global domination. And that set the stage for it. So I want to acknowledge that we've got to think a little deeper than we hear in the mainstream news about these issues.
You are correct.
All right, we got Dr. Mark Chait. He's hosting me here in his office abode. And we're going to talk about the first state in the nation to nullify federal cannabis prohibition. You'll think, wait a second, has that already happened? Well, not like this. We'll talk about it. And again, thank you for all your thoughts and prayers. I'm good. No power, but we're still alive, and we've eaten pretty well.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it. Live, thanks to my buddy, Dr. Marchant. And it's great, always great to see him. We don't see each other enough because he's a busy guy. I'm a busy guy. We got to
wait for hurricanes.
Right? Hurricanes, yeah. We get together, have a good time. And you have family visiting because there was some damage where they live on.
Yes.
Cocoa Beach area?
Yeah, Cocoa Beach, Merritt Islands.
Yeah.
So the East Coast. And I think, you know, we don't want to carry too much on the hurricane, but if anybody saw the comparison between the Andrew hurricane, which is also a Cat 5,
right,
and this one, so Andrew was about the size, let's say, of a dime.
Yeah.
This was bigger than a silver dollar.
I mean, it was
so much larger. And so, yes, both coasts had a lot of loss.
Yeah. Mark, let me ask you, because, you know, as a pediatric surgeon, right, you're not primary care. They'll come to you. They're referring out when they need that. But what have you heard in terms of cannabis use for kids? Because the big thing was CNN and Gupta, what he did when he talked about the seizure disorders. Now it's certainly opened up wide. And I'm glad about what's happening there. But have you interacted with families either asking you about it or saying, hey, we're getting help from it?
Well, in two ways, because we do see a lot of the kids that have long-time neurologic issues. And, you know, really they're quite well-educated on cannabis use. And so this was a big thing in Florida. And the amendment failed the first time. So we get that. But on the second part is the real unknown. Cause as I think, you know, I lecture a lot on non-opioid use for pain control.
Right.
And so the real unknown here is how this is going to fit in. And I don't want to act like I know cause I don't.
Sure, sure.
And so when I talk to the parents, they're definitely focused on, you know, we don't want this opioid thing. It's really concerning.
Yeah.
So they'll ask.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not at that place.
Right. Well, my perspective growing up, probably similar to you, we were athletes, even though I had a lot of chronic ailments, but we powered through swim team and stuff. I could never see smoking anything just because the thought of it was like, I need my lungs.
I could barely get through practice.
And now we find that, utilizing cannabis, now, of course, they have different ways you can ingest it as well. But the idea that that plant was an evil weed of the devil was totally programmed. Right.
Well, I think, a lot of it was because of exactly that, because it was, it was smoked. It was, up in smoke. I mean, that's what we think Cheech and Chong. So when it's actually, when we look at other medicinal products that come from plants, mm-hmm. I have a totally different idea. But I think the real answer isn't going to be necessarily in inhalation.
Yeah.
Because we still know there are, negative effects on there. But the idea of being able to study this plant, to look at the different areas and we've got billions of dollars now going into how do we divide out the euphoric aspects versus the analgesic aspects. So you're going to get a whole new crop, if you will.
Yeah.
and I think the utilization will increase because of that, because it's going to be more effective and it's not going to have that negative connotation.
Well, yeah, as we know, even though drugs have a place, they always have a negative aspect to them.
Sure.
And so if we can minimize that or eliminate that, that's good, but it's not always good for the sale of the drug.
Right.
So that's the economics of this. Now, this is a story out of Madison, Wisconsin, and I read this. I'm thinking, wait a second, this is not the first state to do this, is it? But, there's 29 states plus the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico now have either medical and, in some cases, completely recreational access to this plant. But they're saying this is the first state in Wisconsin, if passed, that will nullify it through the legislature rather than putting it to vote like Florida did.
Right.
To say, we acknowledge as a state that the federal government doesn't have the authority to prohibit this. And that's a big step, because I think so much of what we see as a disaster in Washington, D.C.,
right.
We can't vote the bums out. It hasn't worked for generations.
It's a system, right.
And so one of the more powerful ways is if the federal government oversteps its bounds, we're not saying if they're doing something within their constitutional authority, but if they ban a plant, which is not anywhere in the authority of the Constitution, the states can step in and go, you know what? You don't have the authority. We believe for our state and our people, we want to have access to it and pound sand.
Right, right.
And so there's been evidence of it through the people's petitions and such, but this is the first time a state legislator is going, you know what? We're going on record with this.
Right. Well, I mean, I think here in Florida, certainly it was about people being afraid that they were going to lose votes from their constituents, because mm-hmm. it was kind of a 50-50 state for a long time. This is for the medicinal. It just barely failed the first time going around.
Mm-hmm.
And then the idea that, again, is your governor going to go along with your Senate and your congressman?
Yeah.
So this is a step, and you really have to study how that political divide is put together in Wisconsin. That may be the answer.
It's kind of come in between. And, the thing is about the 10th Amendment and nullification, when the Republicans are in office, the leftists will say it's racist.
Right.
When the, Obama was, that's how it would be. But now that you have a Republican in office, the leftists want to do nullification.
Yeah.
And it's no longer racist.
So we're going to share.
That's where the Hegelian dialectic plays itself out outside of this show, but we get through it all. Mark Chase hanging out as long as he can tonight with me, with the family here, which is great. And Super Don's back in business because I'm here as well. We'll talk about the most controversial third rail of medical politics, vaccines, after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, always having a good time with my buddy Dr. Mark Chant here, and I was just thinking, our other friend you introduced me to, Dr. Cornelia Franz.
Right, yeah, Franz, yeah.
I'm so bad. She like texts me, is like, can we come back on the show? I'm like, I love her.
Absolutely.
She's
fabulous.
We got to get her back on. She's terrific. And she's so knowledgeable. She's seen so much in her decades as a pediatrician. And, you know, beyond anything, I respect people that have been through, observed, report on what they're observing, and they do it fearlessly.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
And she's a great,
and for this topic, would
have been perfect. Exactly. So let's see. What is our first segment here? This relates to, vaccine adverse reporting system. They call it VAERS, V-A-E-R-S. And, you know, apparently when you talk to, and this was a story about an ER nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And she had seen so many children come through the ER, and at a certain point she began to ask, Are you, and this is not an uncommon question, I suppose. Are you up on your vaccines? Right.
Right.
That's a common question. Now, most of the time, people that listen to this show are going to be very upset when they hear that because they're like, it's none of your business. At the same time, what she was asking was she started seeing, you know, kids with febrile seizures, high fever suddenly, malaise, and like out of nowhere, right? And so she would ask that question to not be offensive because the average person go to the ER wouldn't have thought about some of the things we think about. And they'd invariably report, they're up to date. I was just at my pediatrician's office this morning yesterday. Mm-hmm. Time and time again, she started seeing that she's trying to tell the other nurses, you've got to ask this question because you're supposed to report on this. You know, it's not saying that it's definitive that it caused it, but you're supposed to report on it. And, you know, when I was reading this report from her perspective, that's what was shocking to me in that how few medical professionals actually know they're supposed to report that or ask the question. I mean,
well, you know, it's really part of our electronic medical system now. I mean, it's one of the questions that they're supposed to ask all school-age kids. And, you know, the way in which you ask it, it's you know, you're not really supposed to be aggressive about it because the answers, we usually start out with, are your kids vaccinated? And yes or no.
Yep.
And we don't ask why they're not. And if they are, we find out if they are up to date in their vaccines. And it is important for both sides of the coin there, right? Mm-hmm. So for tracking things, you can't connect the dots if you only know one dot.
Right.
So I think that's the point.
Well, exactly. And the thing is, you know, within the profession, the controversy surrounding this and, you know, the outrage associated with simply saying, hey, maybe they didn't do enough safety testing on the MMR shot,
for instance.
Rather than say, you know, let's look into that, like an honest scientist, much less a doctor. We're like, no, we can't talk about that. See, that's that opposite response is like you lose faith in the medical community when they say we can't even look at something.
Right. It's such an emotional issue. I mean, it's really, and as a surgeon, I like sidestep so many of the issues, right? Because if you can't cut it out, you don't really have to talk about it if I don't want to.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's one of those situations where it's so emotional and you get families sort of have focused in and built their lives on that decision. And it's tough. I mean, I feel for them, really do.
And you know, when was it that, and again, you're still a young guy. I like to think we're young,
I like
right?
to think that too. No one believes that anymore, but I like to.
When was it that the entirety of being a doctor depended upon whether you believed wholeheartedly in vaccines without question?
Right.
That's the totality. For some, it's become that.
Well, you know, I think as we've talked about, people such as myself who hold state licensure, there are a lot of handcuffs related to that.
Yeah.
And it just depends on how far outside the box you want to be and how far you're willing to go.
Mm-hmm.
So with those ideas, that being number one, and number two, the way in which we are all educated really didn't ask this question. Right. So who am I to start asking that question?
We bored the kids.
Yeah, I can tell.
I know,
we're totally boring. We're losing our studio audience.
We'll talk about like vomit, throw up, and poop if you want a little later. You can come back for that. Yeah, he's laughing
smiling.
Now.
That's good. That may work.
But, you know, when we talk about this is a heady topic because it takes an intellectual engagement. And I've also said this about the medical profession that complain about this. I said, if you had tackled it intellectually and talked openly and honestly, if a parent came to me and says, you know, I noticed this, I witnessed this, the child was fine, we did this. I'm not going to ignore that. Now, granted, you know, I raised allopathically and went homeopathic, so I'm suspicious of it because of the way I look at it. But as a physician, even if you believe in this and you don't pay attention to the parents, you're going to lose their trust,
their faith. I'll tell you, Scott, you know, one of the issues, and we've never really talked about this, is that, you know, so many of the patients who come in and that are vocal about it, or really, if you ask the question, they get offended.
Yeah,
it's almost a total care scenario, and it doesn't have to be.
No,
and I think the problem becomes is many of the physicians start to feel like, oh, it's one of those groups.
Well, right? they're going to be labeled on the defensive already too, because the divide was created by the way it was handled, and it didn't have to happen. Is my point. But
and pediatricians, there are groups that fight with each other because there are many groups that come in and say some of the really the more senior pediatricians, you know, great docs that come in and say, well, if you choose not to get vaccinated, you're not following my advice. So if you don't follow my advice about this, how do I know you'll follow my advice about anything? Therefore, you know, go see somebody else.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the hard line critic.
Mm-hmm.
But I think part of that decision makes it easy because the patients can be kind of polarized towards not,
you know, they're fighting about everything.
Well, yeah, you're not on the same page, and I get that. I mean, if somebody comes to me for help and they want to be put on drugs, I'm like, what can I do for you?
Right.
It's not a good fit. So I've never had a problem with that. I say if you fire a patient because it's not, that's cool. I mean, why do you want to spin your wheels on somebody that doesn't work the way you work? So that's fine. I mean, I think the compassionate, the difference in views, of course, we, you know, over the years have found a way to integrate these things.
Sure.
And to engage in discussion and debate, and it's like, I think we're all better off for it.
Oh, absolutely.
But unfortunately, again, this issue, I saw that third rail of medical politics. I think, once again, if the boards were out of it and doctors were allowed to be doctors, you would find doctors now going, you know what, I'm not looking over my shoulder. Are they going to take my license? Let's talk about your experience. And even if you at a disagreement level, there's a level of respect there. There wouldn't be an antagonistic relationship, which destroys your ability to help.
And I think there's a litigious piece to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that has to be released.
Yeah.
And once I think the original family doctor of the Wild Wild West or wherever of greater times, there was a partnership. Mm-hmm. The partnership was for the patient. And they entered into that partnership equally. They came to the physician for help when they needed it, for advice when they needed it. But they, too, they brought in saying, you know, I'm responsible for this, too. And we work together.
Yeah.
That relationship has changed a great deal.
Yeah.
And, and I think physicians aren't the greatest at customer service. So it can be a real stressor for that partnership.
Think about going into any relationship and you go in antagonistically. You're already thinking, I'm going in for battle.
Yeah, your startup is difficult.
And that's what's happened. Like I said, there's going to be a lot of years it's going to take to repair that trust. Now, it's already happening on an individual basis, right?
Sure.
Individual doctors can do that and outgrow it. But in terms of the professional groups, the trade associations.
Yeah, they're not going out on a limb and saying,
you know what?
This is okay.
And it's going to be to the detriment of the profession as a whole.
Agreed.
Because a lot of people are saying, you know, we're asking questions as we should and then getting together and partner together. So anyway, that's why I love having the discussion with you as well. You know, that was another part of this discussion too, the one in a million. Only one in a million are harmed, right? Is it true?
Yeah.
Is there a double blind placebo? Is there some kind? No, there's not. It's sort of like one of those things that's trying to use the phrases to say it's not as bad as you think it is. And it's like, well, be honest, say it's not as bad as these people are saying.
Wasn't that from Dumb and Dumber where it's like, one in a million, but I got a chance.
Yeah, but there's a chance.
There's a chance. You're saying there's a chance.
And again, if you read this article, and it said Health Impact News, Super Don linked it up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. What is fascinating to me about this article is that it comes from the perspective of an ER nurse and her observation over the years. And then now we find out that when you consult with medical personnel, they say maybe 10% of these potential events through VAERS are being reported. And then when you hear about the issue like the HPV vaccine, we're seeing a lot of teenage girls with paralysis, Guillain-Barré, and other things. And you're like, is it really one in a million? And if so, at any point, even if it were, I want to have informed consent so I can decide for myself as a parent, this is the risk, this is a reward, this is the risk, you know. And then we all come together and go, we believe in this is good or not. And I don't think that's happening. And that's, again, a detrimental impact in terms of our interaction, you know, as health professionals.
You know, what this reminds me of is the discussion about certain types of cancers on the soccer players because of the rubber product. And, that came up from a coach.
This is the rubberized turf.
They have little particles of rubber in the artificial turf to give it more or less friction. Right?
Yeah.
So this one, and I'm not trying to quote from fact, but the story is, as I heard it, is this soccer coach. She coached female soccer players, and she noted an inordinate number of her goalies.
Yeah.
Who had this? So they brought this up. You know what? It is not a big deal now when a school board, a PTA comes up and says we want to get rid of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
It happens.
Yeah.
So where was the disconnect here? Right. I mean, it's the same similar argument, right? And somebody noticed something, but there wasn't an emotional involvement or antagonism of what was going on. They're like, yeah, this could be a problem.
So they're working together on this issue. Okay, fascinating. And another thing on the vaccine adverse event reporting system, the government is supposed to meet 3 or 4 times a year to talk about what's the update, right? And this year, 2017, again, remember, knowing that maybe 10% are actually reported, the flu shot is by far the most dangerous shot, according to these adverse event reporting systems. 275 injured, 4 dead from the flu shot. This is through the Advisory Commission on Childhood Vaccines, the ACCV. Again, the flu shot, we know more often than not, people don't actually have the flu. It's
right.
just flu-like symptoms. And this was the big thing in 2009, I believe, when the CDC just stopped counting the cases of flu because every analysis that they did, a fraction of a percentage were coming up testing positive for flu. It was all these symptoms that mimicked it, but there wasn't really flu going on. But they've become the agency to promote and profit from the distribution of the vaccine, so it becomes a conflict of interest scenario. You get that point, and you're like, but the media, Cheryl Atkinson was going to cover this story, and they shut her down. They shut her. He's like, no, you can't do that. So, again, we don't have a free press when it, when 60% or more of your advertising comes from that industry.
Sure.
So, yeah. Anyway, Super Don, you get your flu shot? See if he's listening.
I've had five so far.
Yeah, you don't have enough.
You just got to do it weekly.
It must be weekly.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I get up in the morning, get my cup of coffee, get my flu shot, you know.
Right.
Part of the routine.
By the way, this is one of those things when you talk about acute manifestation of a viral infection. We utilize silver hydrosol. You've used silver,
right,
the colloidal silver, and it stops viral replication. So it's not like you're telling people you're screwed. It's like there's so many ways to modulate immunity.
Well, I think there's an economic point to that too, right? And then so whether or not it really saves any money, I think we have to look at that too. Because when you're treating the adults to keep the spread down, is it working?
Yeah.
I don't know.
By the way, we're here with Dr. Mark Chait, and he thinks I came to see him. It's actually for his water. I'll explain.
Yes.
When we come back, we got a big story on water, plastic in the water. Where's it coming from? We got that and a whole lot more after this break. Check it out, robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Scott Belcher. Got a really rocking good text on the break from my wife saying, the power is on, the power is on. Well, Mark, I guess the reason I'm here no longer. But no, I was joking with Mark before we went on the break. You heard me talking about, I'm here for the water. Why? Well, because without the electricity, the Echo water, I couldn't rust.
Right. Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I love my Echo water, getting the molecular hydrogen. Well, Mark has the same system I have. Thank God I got
didn't
here.
Didn't even say hello, just went right,
right to the water. It's like, yeah, whatever, give me the water. So I filled up my bottle Superdyne. I was like, well, I have my glass here. It was a beautiful experience. Like, it tastes so good, you know. We had filled up as many bottles as we could with Echo, of course, before it went out. But we were running kind of low, and I was like, fresh
my wife,
water.
Yeah, we didn't fill a bathtub with it, but she filled all her bottles and other things. Fortunately, we didn't have a problem with water.
Yeah, we were ready, so I got that going on. Check out robertswater.com, download it, get the free ebook. And Mark, you know, likes it so much. You even did a video with.
I did. It was good. Paul. It's really easy to talk about good water. I mean, the whole world. I mean, that's one of the biggest health problems in the entire world.
Big time.
And good water is a definition that you have to really work on. But in the United States, where we have what other countries would say is really great water, there's better water.
Yeah, there's some things we can do. And, you know, for years I was a spring water, getting the bottle, whatever you got, and then began to look. In fact, Paul was the guy, Paul Barretero, that said, you know what, you should see what the studies are showing about this water. Even if it's great coming out of the spring, they don't have these plastic bottles sitting and outgassing for a month before the water goes in. So immediately it contaminates the water with, they talked in the number of thousands of measurable contaminants.
Right. Sure.
And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, we have filtration technology. Why can't we take what's going on in purification through municipal systems and then clean it up further?
Yeah.
Which is what we do. And then now the molecular hydrogen, we are getting so much more on the science of what hydrogen is doing, that it's facilitating what would normally happen in a healthy microbiome. Eating a raw vegetarian diet, it interacts with the gut bacteria and it produces hydrogen.
Yep. Everybody wants something easy, right?
Right.
I mean, what could be easier than drinking water?
Yeah, and until we can get people to do those things, we're not going to deny them the hydrogen they need.
Right.
So,
although there was a good, I think it was a meme that went out saying, you know, you could drink a bottle of wine in a day, but why is it so darn hard to drink 8 ounces of water?
Yeah, that's right. Good point. Good point. So anyway, there's a great story here. If you're drinking tap water, you're probably drinking plastic. Here's why. Now, this is interesting because tap water, I was thinking, well, there wouldn't be plastic there, but apparently the people that are drinking this stuff, urinating it back out, just like we've talked about drug residues and other things, it's not, for some reason, not filtering everything out. So not even in, or not only in the bottled water, which is the big issue.
Right.
But the tap water itself, too, there are some problems. So again, more strengthening our idea of we need to take into our own hands the filtration technology responsibility because they're just not taking it up to the level of
right.
Perfect.
Absolutely, and our kidneys can only do so much. And by the time it's to that point, our tissues have already been exposed to everything. Mm-hmm. We really don't know what the end results are.
Yeah, and they're saying now this is in addition to the petrochemical contaminants, microscopic plastic fibers, and they're turning up in tap water systems. So, you said in the U.S., high in the U.S., Lebanon, and India, of all places, those three were showing up the highest. So. As much as I think they're filtering stuff out at the municipal level, if they can't filter out plastic fibers, man,
right.
There's some nasty stuff. Now, I have a pre-filter on the house, right, that goes through a whole house filter.
Sure.
You look at that, I can actually see the mud and debris build up on that every month.
Appetizing.
You don't know. It looks pretty clean when you look at it, but man, and this is true when I was in Atlanta and had a system there, in South Florida and here. So, I don't want to bring you bad news, but folks, you got to get a system.
No, you do. You really do. And I mean, and again, we'll go back to the Smoothie King thing, mm-hmm. but we're probably going to have to pay a commercial fee for talking about so much. But
yeah.
We have a filtration system for our water and our ice.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, two giant filters. One of them is in a clear container. And so you can visibly see, depending on where the stores are located, how quickly things add up there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's certainly different communities have better water than others,
yeah.
But you need a whole house filtration system, and then the things that you ingest. I mean, the ecosystem's just amazing.
Yeah,
I mean, and those systems don't work as hard when you do have that pre-filter.
Did you get one set up at the office?
I did.
You did.
Oh, so I just got the
Echo.
One. Yeah, portable.
The little one. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So they have a whole house system. Paul has now as well, which is great. Latest technology and purification. So check it out. Robertswater.com. Mark, we got Dr. Rashid Batar joining me next hour.
Yes.
You join in, or you can...
I think I'm going to go check and see what the family needs to decide if they got power back yet. So.
Thank you, my friend. It's
all
been great,
right.
And
great
it's only just starting. We're warming up here. I got my Echo Water. I'm going to get some more on the break. Super Don's making it sound good, and we got Ben on the board. Get ready. We're going to go to Advanced Medicine after the news, because the power to heal is yours. Thanks, Mark.
All right.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.